The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can go online, check us out on .com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? You know why. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, I'm going to stay on the character of God this week, but I want to hit some issues first and foremost because I love the things that we're talking about right now. Yesterday we were talking about why do men live their lives according to the way that they want to live them without the fear of God, because there is no fear of God. That's why they live iniquity rather than departing from iniquity. So we're going to hit on that in just a couple moments here. But before I do, friends, it was interesting this morning as I was going through what's going on in our world, the United States of America, and then globally. It was interesting to note just the confirmations that I'm getting on the topics that we've been hitting over, you know, the last 15 years. We're beginning to see them come to pass incrementally, little by little, as they roll out. But one of the things that I noticed is just how I can just take what they're saying out of the horse's mouth and share it with you so you can understand what they're saying as to what I'm saying. I'm merely here to expose the corruption for what it is, because I'm sick and tired of being inundated, hearing the conservatives, again, whatever that means, and the professed church, whatever that means anymore in this country, which is a lack of Christianity. And do keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did, but I'm so tired of them praising the wicked and the works of the wicked. So therefore, my resolve on this radio show is to do the things that God has commanded us to do, because we love him. And what is that? To keep his commandments, to establish judgment within the gate, to establish righteousness and peace. And it's interesting, in the book of Amos, the Bible tells us that those that rebuke within the gate, they hate. Well, I'm just simply telling you, this is how you bring about resolve. If you want to bring about resolve, and you want a future and a hope for your posterity, then do what God told you and commanded you to do. Because keep in mind, they weren't suggestions, friends. They were commandments. And it's not hard to obey those that you love. So in saying that, friends, I want to bring about the resolve. I want a future and a hope. And I believe that what God did for our forefathers and the patriarchs within Scripture and those in the present and in the past that we know of, the John Knoxes, the Charles Spurgeons, the John Wesleys, the William Booth, the Charles Finneys, so on and so forth. Friends, I believe what he did for them, he'll do for us. And the Bible tells us that he is found in the right, in the generation of the righteous. And if we're found in Jesus Christ and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? We're a part of the plan. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, but rather the enemy should be on the defensive, not the church. We should be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Let's get the roles set right here, friends. So, friends, I want you to understand what I'm going to play for you right now is an audio by Barack Hussein Obama. I've shared with you in times past how there's no difference when it comes to the Obama and the Clintons, in which in truth, and I've shared again in the past, is Obama's administration is the Clintons tried and true in their crimes against we the people. And at length, friends, you need to understand that Hillary Clinton wants this administration, her administration, tried and true in their crimes. She wants it back. So I want you to listen to the double talk, the hypocrisy, and the cover-up with Barack Hussein Obama concerning his hypocrisies and none other than Hillary Clinton. Listen to this.
I guarantee it. I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be...
Full stop. Period.
Wait!
Now, hang on a second. Now, I just wanted to get you up to par as to what's going on, because there's to this audio, there's video. Now, this is going to their own. So Barack Hussein Obama said, listen, there's no hindrance here. There's nothing, and they'll highlight it for you in just a moment. But this is MSNBC beginning to understand that Barack Hussein Obama is not who he says he is, or that he is not who he claims to be, and he is not upright the way that he claims it to be. Listen carefully as to how they tell on their own, friends. This is important.
Can you guys believe what you just heard?
He said, believe me. Like someone else.
He said he wasn't going to talk to the Attorney General about the pending investigation, but he just did, as he did back in October when he said, no national security issues here. Nothing to see move along. The FBI complained. There was a New York Times article back in October saying the President of the United States should really let us finish our investigation before he starts drawing conclusions that we have scores of agents studying on. And he just did it again. And then in the same interview, Mark Halperin said, but I'm not talking to my Attorney General about it. Talk about a rigged process.
A rigged process, he said.
I got no connection
to this. These are the rules.
I got no connection to this, but here's what I know about it, and here's my conclusion.
I guarantee
it. Ill-advised. You just should say, I shouldn't talk about it. There's a pending investigation. I want to keep myself away from it in every way. Leave this to the independence of the Justice Department. I don't know why he went on at such length defending her, because in theory he shouldn't really know the facts of the case.
Well, exactly. But just did now in October and again this weekend, John Hyland, that he knows the facts of the case.
Yeah.
That someone has been reading him in on the facts of the case. And he has drawn the ultimate conclusion, which is national security was not jeopardized. That is why the FBI is putting, I don't know, is it 40? Is it 50? Is it 60? We've heard it's over 100. Then they come. But put on scores of people to investigate this. And then the guy that at the end of the day runs the entire government says, oh, there's nothing to say.
In Alice in Wonderland, we call that verdict first.
That is verdict first. While he is at the same time saying, I guarantee there's going to be a fair investigation.
You're going to like the way
now, interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama, in his confusion, blurted out the truth. He gave the verdict first without knowing the facts. Friends, what he's denying is that he knows the facts. And this is all about Hillary Clinton and the FBI investigation into the Clintons for the emails that she has erased conveniently, thousands of them. Now, again, friends, this is called double talk. This is called a cover-up. And interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama is attempting, along with these bureaucracies, to give it back over to Hillary Clinton by protecting one of their own against we, the people, friends. And you really do need to understand that that's exactly what this is all about. This, again, friends, is called speaking the truth in their confusion, and they blurted out the truth.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. First segment, friends, I played a piece of MSNBC actually calling out Barack Hussein Obama, talking about how it's rigged concerning the email scandal with the Clintons. Friends, it reminds me of Bugsy Siegel, who said back in the 30s, he was a mob head. As a matter of fact, if you go to Sin City, Las Vegas, he was the one that actually was the creator of what you see today. It all started with the Flamingo. He's the one that said, hey, listen, when you're in the mob, they don't kill anybody else. They just kill their own. Well, look at the useful idiots at MSNBC when they finally catch on, little by little, a little too late in many cases, friends, but in this particular case, the MSNBC host said, can you guys believe what you just heard concerning Barack Hussein Obama when he blurted the truth on his confusion, I add? Panel stunned at MSNBC by Obama's remarks on Clinton's email scandal. In other words, Barack Hussein Obama said there's no know-how, there's no knowing as to what's going on until the investigation's done, but it's interesting, out of the other side of his mouth, he's talking about how the verdict is already given. And he guarantees it. I mean, friends, there's no truth in this devil in the first place. You do know that, right? I just want to make sure that you do understand that there's no truth in this man whatsoever. So, I want to play the second part that I wanted to share with you today concerning audio. And this one is none other than Hillary Clinton. And what she's doing is she's hanging out with the likes of, she's hanging out with the likes of Blasio out in none other than New York City. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio ignites controversy after telling racially tinged joke with Clinton. But first of all, friends, you need to understand, again, talking about the useful idiots. Now, keep in mind, these are the people that are looking out for the women's rights and making sure that women have contraceptions, contraceptives paid for by the taxpayers. And keep in mind, these are the people that want to make sure that the radical Muslims are safe here in the United States of America. to go ahead and do what they will at will. Interesting to note, these people are also the people that want to protect the illegals coming across the border, of course, so they can ensure their vote coming up in 2016 here, for those that have not been paying attention. Interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama just recently said that he wanted to make everybody vote in the United States of America. Yep, as he drops the borders and pulls all these illegals into the United States of America and says, no, don't worry about it, you can vote anyways. Now he wants to mandate that. Friends, I told you this at the beginning of his presidential incumbency, friends, that this is exactly what was going to happen, because they don't have the support. And if they did have the support, then why do they need the illegals? They don't have it. Going back to this point with Blasio and Clinton, these are the people that protect the communists. As a matter of fact, it's the communists that are protecting the communists, namely the above said. These are also the people that support and protect the atheists, right? These useful idiot groups, homosexuals, transgenders, lesbians, so on and so forth. And these are also the people that are behind Black Lives Matter. And do keep in mind all five members of them. Am I being facetious? Yeah, a little bit. But what I am saying, and which is factual, friends, is they don't have the support. But keep in mind as well, when you're listening to this, these people that defend these groups that I just named off, you do need to understand they're looking for these groups to use them as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. Also keep in mind, before you hear this joke by Bill de Blasio from New York, you do need to keep in mind that the Democratic Party is also responsible for the KKK. That is a fact. Okay? So let's listen to this racist joke from Hillary Clinton and Bill de Blasio. Check this out.
I heard my name. I just have to say, thanks for the endorsement, Bill. Took you long enough.
Oh, yes!
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time.
That's not, I don't like jokes like that, Bill.
Okay, now stop. He just said he was running on CP time, friends. He was running on colored people's time. If you heard in the background, a black man said, "I don't like that joke, Bill." Now listen carefully.
Cautious politician time.
So what you have is you have Hillary Clinton, the professional liar herself, come behind him and try to cover up for what he really meant. See, folks, the truth always comes out in their confusion. Sooner or later, listen, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, friends. These people undo themselves at every given turn. And by the way, this isn't nitpicking. If you listen to the specifics concerning the things that they talk about and what they say they stand for, at every given turn, you'll find that the people that are playing into their hands, these useful idiots, friends, they will throw them away at will when they have no more need for them. That's exactly what they do, and this is a prime example of how they do it. This was a conversation that should have taken place behind the curtains, but it didn't. It happened in public. And Billy Bob over in New York there probably figured it out just a little bit too late. Now keep in mind, he said he was running on CP time. That's color people time. Okay? And the black guy stood up right away and says, "Listen, I don't like that joke, Bill." And then here comes Hillary Clinton right on his heels and tries to cover it up with some politically correct talk. And that's exactly how these people operate, friends. Again, keep in mind there is no truth in these people whatsoever. And this is just another prime example of uncovering these people for who they really are and what they really believe. Folks, these people are the people that will advocate something in the North and they'll condemn it in the South. And oftentimes they'll get caught up in the North and the South and they'll be advocating in the South what they meant to condemn in the South. And then they'll begin to advocate. You get the point. They got it backwards and they get caught in the lie without fail. So, anyways, folks, yesterday we were talking about the fear of the Lord. Why do men live in such a fashion as they do? Why do they live in iniquity? Why do they live in lawlessness? Why do they live in wickedness? And wicked defined, friends, just so you understand, are those that know to do the right thing, but they choose to do it not. There's a special judgment on people that know the truth, but that walk contrary to the truth or in contradiction of the truth. It's got to be a miserable existence, let me say it that way. And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we also know that by the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. And for Christians, you also understand, it talks about in Corinthians, the second chapter, that perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. That's taken in another step. We'll get to that later on in the week here. But what I want to talk about today is, what is the love of God? I know people talk about love all the time. You know, I remember when I first got saved, friends, oh, Bradley, we love you, man. There's about 400 people at this church, and it was love. Everything was love this, and you'd walk outside, and someone would say, love you, Bradley. I was the trophy there for a little while, friends. And it was also interesting to note that you'd come into church, and the guy shaking your hand, oh, we love you, man. You know, you didn't have to know them. They just loved you. They just loved all over you. And it wasn't too long after I started going to that church, probably 10 months into my little venture in the Christian walk, my process of understanding what happens inside of the snake pit called the church, because that really is where the snake pit is. And interestingly enough, when you look in Scripture, you can see when Jesus went into the synagogues, friends, that's where he was delivering the devils. He was delivering people from the devils in which they were possessed by. But, you know, I love you, Bradley. Heard a lot of this love stuff going back and forth, and it's interesting. Jesus said, you know, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. I'll tell you, I learned that one really quick, because 10 months into my process of being born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, I remember I needed to move a couple couches and a bedroom set. And all those 400 people, man, when I went to church, you know, all those people slinging that free love around, Bradley, we love you, and going out to the parking lot, and we love you, and walking in by the greeter, and Bradley, we love you. It's interesting that when I just needed to move just a couple things, a couple couches and a bedroom set, all of a sudden, no one was to be found. And, of course, we can attribute to that to the NFL, who has stolen the sudden Sundays away from the church. But that's for the people to actually throw away God and to take on the NFL, right? Because they prefer to watch a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball, right, with tights on. But all of a sudden, I was sitting there saying to myself, wait a second, where's all this love that you guys were offering me? You guys, man, you guys tell me you love me all the time. But where is that love and demonstration? Folks, it was nowhere to be found. As a matter of fact, when you look at Scripture, friends, you can't find God loves you in the Bible. Does God love you? Yes, but just hang on a second. You can't see Jesus in Scripture anywhere telling any of his disciples that he loved them. You can't see anywhere from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations where God was talking about how he loved his children with lip service, nowhere. Friends, everything was always done through a demonstration. God loved us by what? A demonstration of what? Here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for us for the propitiations of our sins. 1 John 4:10. It's like a veteran. Does he walk around talking about how much he loves his country, or does he just fight for it? Which one's real love, friends? Be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so here we have it, friends. 1-866-582-9933, last shout out. Stick to topic, please. Let's take love both ways. I was just sharing with you as to when I first got saved, how people were talking about how much they loved me, and then when I needed a little help, nobody was to be found except the youth group that I was a part of. They were all there to help the young people were, but the older generation, man, they were too busy to demonstrate the love in action. By the way, that's why I continuously talk about 1 John 3:18, that we're not to love neither in tongue nor in word, but in deed and in truth. We're supposed to express and exhibit our love by what we do. Now let's take it back to God, because I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to go back and forth, so you're going to have to follow me. But let's take it line upon line, precept upon precept. Some people say that the supreme object of the church is to worship God, and that's true. But worship also means to walk out the will of God in truth, okay? God seeks such to worship Him, the Bible tells us, in spirit and in truth. But how does He seek them? Well, He seeks people through you and I. If we're going to lift up our hands and worship to God and worship God, then let's be sure that we're prepared to reach out our hands as well for the purposes of God. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve, Matthew 4:10. And I believe worship without service is nothing but an empty, vast, vain, folks, I can define that one out for you as well, but an empty bucket. It's all talk. They're clouds without rain. There's nothing behind them. They're empty words. So let me ask you this. What would you think of a crew who was on a boat and they said, oh, we love our captain. We esteem our captain. And when they're off at sea, the captain calls out to his crew because they notice that a boat is sunk in front of them. People are drowning. And he begins to look and says, wait a second, should we let down the lifeboats? And he tells his crew, well, you guys just got done telling me how much you love me, so let's go ahead and drop the lifeboats and get out there and save those people that are drowning. Well, then the crew, instead of doing what they're told to do and express and get an opportunity to show the captain how much they love them, you know what they did? They said, did you hear the captain's voice? They said, praise the captain, glory to the captain. But they didn't do the things that he said to do. And when you look, friends, that you can see that clearly that's not a demonstration of love at all. Do they love the captain? No. They just offer up their lip service to him. Did they do what he said to do? No. And Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and you do not the things that I tell you to do? The whole purpose of the church, friends, is to seek and save that which is lost. To take our message to the world. That is a demonstration of love. I'll tell you what, just this morning, I was a grizzly bear. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'm reading the book of John right now. I'm in John 15. By this, you'll know, right? By bearing much fruit, that first and foremost that we belong to Him because we cannot bear fruit without Christ, but also my Father's glorified by the fact that you bear much fruit. What is fruit? People! That is the end aim here, friends, to go to the highways, to go to the byways, to bring the message to the world, which is the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, John 15. You know, the Lord said, don't pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, no, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into the field. Here I am. The Lord says, who has believed the report? Here we are, Lord. So that's the whole purpose of the church, is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. Now, going back to what I was talking about, how I've seen that the church in America offer up their lip service. And by the way, I see it all the time. I see posts. I see live feeds. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Quit telling people that. Why? Because Jesus didn't do that. But notice when I went to the people and I asked them if they could help, if they could exhibit some of that love by giving me a helping hand, all of a sudden they were gone. They were MIA. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. It totally does. Because you see the professed love that the church offers to this country. You know, let me take you to this. When I do high school assemblies, I did a school, I'll never forget it, there was 5 churches around this particular school. And I remember after the program, a girl got up and she ran up to me. It happened in Nashville as well. And she gave me a big old honking hug and she said this to me. She said, thank you for crossing lines for us. They're trying to figure out why their pastors and their parents love them so much. But they're the first ones to allow them to be dropped off, or they're dropping them off at the school gate to be indoctrinated. Well, the pastor sits back, and if he's lucky, he might be able to come into the lunchroom to say hi to some of the kids during lunch. I mean, what a pathetic example of love. They go to church once, twice a week. They go to school to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government, who has no business there. Well, the church has every business in the world to be there. No, the church has forfeited its duty because it doesn't want to express its love. Yet Jesus told us in John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. These pastors that are allowing these kids to be indoctrinated, and these parents, they don't love their kids. You call it what you will, friends. You might have some sort of carnal affection towards that individual, but if you really understood love, Romans 5:5, the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, you'll understand that it's a different love. And you need to also understand, friends, when we're talking about love here, love is not found in man's fallen condition, yet in Christ's risen Holy Ghost-given condition. Okay, so there is a big difference. And we see it through the veterans all day long. They have a better understanding of what real love is than the professed church in America. The professed church in America is not even close. Not even close. They're missing the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is MIA from the American church in this country, to their own shame. And it's because they've compromised the covenant of God. God has not. I also want to express one more point here. In Leviticus 19:17, it tells us, friends, thou shalt not hate our brothers in our heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin to be upon him. Did you hear what I said? This is love. Leviticus 19:17. You shall not hate your brother, nor shall you in any wise rebuke your neighbor. You shall rebuke him if he's in known sin, and not allow sin to be upon him in his life. You can also go to 2 Chronicles 19, friends, and read that when you get a moment. But it's interesting, friends, how we hear about love all the time, and people don't even know what real love is. Here, let me tell you what it is. I love this topic. I really do. But I want you to hear carefully and clearly as to what Scripture has to say. It tells us in Romans 13:8, owe no man nothing but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. There you go. So what's the fulfilling of the law? First, let's take it this way. Well, thou shalt not commit adultery is what the law says. Well, the fulfilling of the law is love. So what do? Well, I do unto my neighbor as I would want him to do unto me. Would I want my neighbor to commit adultery with my wife? Well, no, then don't do it to his wife. It tells us in verse 9, Romans 13, thou shalt not kill. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want someone to kill you? Then don't kill them. Thou shalt not steal. Do you want anybody stealing your stuff? No. What's the fulfilling of the law? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Then don't take his stuff. Don't lie. Don't covet. These are all the Ten Commandments in Romans 13, friends. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then he says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. In other words, I owe you the truth by walking in it and living it out. Not just for my good, but also for yours as well. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, says the New Testament. Now, I also want to lay this out before we start rocking this, because it's really important that we do. When I go to John 15, it says, these things I command you, that you love one another. And then Jesus said, now listen carefully, this is important so you understand spiritual love. The world's going to hate you for your love, America. The world's going to hate you for real love. If the world hate you, Jesus said, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but because I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So you're hated for actually exhibiting the love of God. Well, that's crazy. You know, Jesus' brothers in John 7, did you know that they actually accused him? Because of unbelief. Hey, listen, don't do these things in the dark. Go make yourself known. And the Bible tells us in John 7 that neither did his brothers believe in him. And Jesus turned and looked at his brothers in John 7:7 and said, listen, the world can't hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. And if you go back to the Old Testament again, here's King David. He said, for my love are they my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. They rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. See, so real love, folks, is walking in the power of the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And when you go to Romans 12:9, it says, let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. And then it tells us right after that in Romans 12, verse 9, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. And the way that you know which is evil and that which is good is by looking at what? Making reference to God's moral law. Again, common sense comes into play here. And again, understanding in Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And if you go to 1 Peter, I'm in the New Testament, friends. I'm in the New Testament. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth. Who's the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. 1 Peter 1:22 says, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. And how do we obey that truth? Well, we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. Folks, this is not hard to figure out. But to those that have ears to hear, listen to what the Word says. To those that have eyes to see, see what the Word of God has to say. Because I'll tell you what, it runs counter to what the world calls love, which in fact is a fallen condition. They equate love to lust, friends. And I want to tell you something. Love gives, lust takes. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
So I hope everybody's tracking with me as to where I'm going with this thing. What we know is love. Here, I'll give you an analogy here. I did a school. It was a disciplinary school. It was an alternative school in Hopkins, Minnesota. And I was talking about the topic of sex. And I was just talking about how love gives and lust takes. And he was kind of getting mad at me, and I looked at him, and I said, well, hey, do you got a girlfriend? Little 14-year-old kid, and he said, yeah. And he was trying to be all hard in front of his friends, and I said, so what would you think of that girl that you say that you love to be with two or three different guys before you actually get to her? It was a law unto itself. All of a sudden, he didn't think it was cute anymore. I said, well, listen, little man. Folks, he never had sex a day in his life. He was just trying to be cool in front of his friends. I said, you need to understand that real love gives. It doesn't take. See, lust takes. Love gives. And people need to make the distinction, because when you understand God is holy and God, everything that God does is love. Here, friends, do you realize that everything that God does is love? Read 1 John 4:8. God is love. Hey, folks, when Jesus was healing the lame or raising the dead or healing the lepers, or causing the blind eyes to see and the deaf ears to open. That, folks, that was love. Because God is love, right? But you need to keep in mind that when he was rebuking the religious hypocrites of the day, and the corrupt king, calling him a fox, that was love too, friends. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. So there's a balance to love. And again, I want you to understand, friends, that love is not found in man's fallen condition that equates itself to man's moral inability to adapt himself in obedience to God's moral law, which the Holy Ghost does when he empowers you. We need to make the distinction of what real love is. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. And when I was talking about during, I believe it was the first or the second segment there, about how the veterans understand what real love is more than the professed church does, they really do. If you've ever been to Arlington, I mean, my goodness, friends, the honor that's shown to the fallen is second to none. Now you take it to the professed church, the honor that's shown to the Christ crucified, folks, they don't live accordingly because they don't love him enough. But you go back over to Arlington Cemetery, hey folks, they're magnifying the honor of the fallen soldiers, their brothers that paid the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have. How much more in the church? Where is the love? They're adapting themselves to the homosexuals, to the lesbians, to the atheists, to the communists, to everything that the world has to offer. That's where the professed church in America is at. Folks, that's not love, that's hate towards God because it's disobedience towards God. But again, go back to the fallen, go back to the Arlington Cemetery, my goodness, friends. And furthermore, when you go around the veterans, they're not sitting there talking about, hey, here. I see veterans all the time. And when I see POW, I see veteran, Korea, Vietnam, World War II. I just seen one not too long ago. I always tell them, thank you for their service. I like guys like you, man. Without guys like you, we wouldn't have the freedom that we have. Just seen one a couple days ago. He was a POW. And I'll tell you what, friends, they don't want to let go of your hand. They want to sit there and tell you their whole story. I want them to know that I love them by what I do on the behalf of their sacrifice. Do you see that in the professed church, America? Not even close. Furthermore, do you see these veterans walking around shaking hands with people saying, oh, I love my country. Oh, yeah, I love you and I love your family, man. Yeah, I love you too over there and love you. No, that's not what they're doing. They've already shown their love and they're demonstrating their love. If you've ever seen The Band of Brothers by HBO, Shifty's gone now. I had a conversation with Shifty. He's gone. Herb Surath, he lives not too far away from where I live. I've spent time with him and his family. Great guy. Got both of his legs blown off. Talked to Bill Garnier out in Philadelphia there. And interestingly enough, just to show you their love and their exhibition of love still in old age. Now, Bill's gone, just so you understand. He's gone now. But after September 11th, you know what he had said to us? He had said to us, it's time for us to get our guns. We've been attacked. Do you see the professed church doing that, friends? Are you seeing the distinction between real love? Folks, and that is a carnal love I'm talking about with these veterans. But they understand more love than the professed church in America has ever understood. And I'm talking about in my time. And I am not 50 years old, friends. There's a huge love. Love is always demonstrated. And I can feel this, friends. But it's one thing that I try to get off to people more than anything. I'll tell you what, my love is very protective. My love is very black and white in my household because, you know, here, let me give you an analogy. I give this at the end of my assembly every time I do, no matter where I'm at. I remember one time I had my little boy, his name is Tori Lee. We call him Bose. I don't know why I call him Bose. I just call him Bose. He was about two and a half years old, and he was sitting on my lap. And he wet his pants, and we were driving around with a girl at that particular time. And I asked her if she could pull over on the side of Lake Harry. I can tell you, I was just there the other day. Every time I drive by it, I say, that's exactly where Tori did what he did. That's the story I always talk about in my presentations. Well, Tori was on my lap one day, and again, 2.5 years old, he peed his pants, and I wanted to make sure the girl driving understood that I wasn't the one that peed my pants, right? So what I did is I said, can you pull over on the side here real quick and let me change his diaper? And she said, okay. And what happened is I took my little 2.5-year-old boy who I love so much, and I hope he's listening. But I love my little boy so much that I took him, I set him down on the curb, and I said, don't you disobey Daddy. You just stay right here until I get your diaper and get out of the vehicle so I can change your diaper. My little boy disobeyed me that day, and he ran behind the car, friends, and he ran right in front of a van. He disobeyed his daddy. Disobeying our Heavenly Father is never good, friends. That van stopped, and about 2 seconds, 2 inches later, he would have smeared my son. I went over, picked him up, and I chastised his little biscuits. To he who withholds the rod hates his son. But see, I'm sparing his soul by chastising him. Be times, as the King James Version says. I'm using the rod of correction to drive foolishness from out of inside of his little heart. I picked him up and I spanked his butt really hard. And people feel that way when they listen to this show. It's not because I hate, it's because I love. I picked up my little boy, and after I chastised him, I set him down. And my little boy is 25 years old today, and he understands when Daddy tells him no, why I tell him no. It's because I love him, not because I hate him. Wasn't it Jesus that said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, friends? Can we get a hold of this real love? You know, I understand from Grandpa and Grandma that people used to love each other back in the 50s and the 40s and the 30s and even in the 60s. Now you're taught to go get an attorney if you tell the truth because you might offend somebody. People, young people across the country know what real love is. There's a true story told of a car that was driving around a windy road out on the West Coast. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff at a certain area, and they would crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon a concerned committee, the older generation that doesn't really understand love, at least doesn't exhibit it anymore, said, we need to come up with a remedy. We need to fix the problem. You know what their remedy was, friends? They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. You know, when I share this with the young people, I'll say to them, which one's love? The one that gets in your face and says, stop before you go over the end of the cliff and destroy yourself? Or I just stand by and watch you go over as you destroy yourself? Which one's love? They'll tell me the one that gets in their face. How's it that people have been so dummied down and they've seared their conscience so much that today they don't even understand what real love is? My God, friends! Our Heavenly Father chastises us because He loves us. He corrects us. He's instructing us. He's reproving us because He loves us. Not because He hates us. People that get away with whatever they get away with, the love of God is not in their hearts. Or I'll tell you what, furthermore, or they have willfully seared their conscience that they will no longer take heed to it, and then they end up losing their life and their soul to go along with it. Who are they going to blame? The person that told them? Stop? Or are they going to blame the person that didn't say anything to them? Well, in that particular case, they're going to have to go ahead and blame themselves because they have a conscience just like the rest of us do. And conscience means with knowledge. Friends, we need to open up our ears. We need to open up our eyes and understand what real love is. When we sit there and we offer our lip service up to everybody and their dog talking about how God loves them, don't tell them that. Just show them how much God loves them. And how much you love God by obeying God and loving on that person. That's what real love is. Now, friends, I got caught up on these little prophetic bunny trails. Tomorrow I'm going to pick this up. Because, friends, I want to talk about a demonstration. And the Jesus loves you gospel, friends, it's not there in lip service, but it is there in an exhibition. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.